He was back all right, and it would have put a big smile on trainer Tony Gollan's face to see that return in track record time. He's got a host of chances, as he always does when the big meetings come round. He's been kind enough to give us some of his time this morning. How are you, Tony?
Yeah, good, guys. Good morning.
Don't take this personally. How big are you? I'm looking... it's not a personal question. I'm just thinking of the scale of Mar Eustace and the scale of Waller. You are massive up there now, like all the runners you've got today and so many in the market. How many horses are you working at Eagle Farm, Tony?
Only 90. I've only got the 90 boxes at Eagle Farm, so we have a bit of a support network, obviously, with some pre-training places, etc., like that, which are really important to us. But no, we've only got the 90 boxes at Eagle Farm, so yeah, the team does a great job.
I remember the heyday of Bruce McLaughlin, and he was, in my mind, the biggest trainer. He had Thornhill Park? He had an out-of-town base. Your numbers, would they be higher than any other trainer that's ever trained in Queensland, do you think?
I'm not sure. I'd say so. I think back then, I don't know what Bruce's numbers were when he was in the peak of his powers, but, you know, back in those days, big teams weren't the norm, were they? You know, most trainers were smaller, so... I think we're the biggest team up here at the moment. And look, hopefully everything continues to keep on going well. We've got a strong representation today. And you know, my favourite racetrack up here is Doomben, and hopefully we can have some luck.
Is it a good place to be a big trainer? We know the issues with Eagle Farm and all the prize money that we talk about down here is Sydney versus Melbourne. How lucrative is it to be a very big trainer in Brisbane right now?
Yeah, look, I think it's pretty good. I mean, I love it up here. I'm a patriotic Queenslander. I love Queensland. I love the state. I love everything there is about it up here. We're not like every other state. We have our issues. Everything's not perfect. But I think there's been lots of steps that are getting things heading in the right direction. And I probably couldn't ask for things to be going much better. I think our stable, we topped $10 million last year in prize money. So that's a Queensland record and sign of, you know, things are on the way up.
Doomben today, you've had a lot of rain up there. In fact, probably Wednesday of this week might have been a question mark in the meeting going ahead, but you must have had good weather because the track's improved significantly, Tony. Tell us where that's at now.
I'd be surprised if we don't get back to a six today. You know, maybe even better. I was remarkable yesterday watching Ipswich and Sunshine Coast. Yeah, well, their track's improving. Ipswich finished up a soft six yesterday and Sunshine Coast got back to a seven or a six, and that was night time, you know, racing last night, you know, when the sun wasn't out. So... Oh, I think one thing about Queensland, when we get rain in summer, we get a lot of it, and we get it really quickly. We get a bunch, but when we get the sun comes out and we get one or two clear days of weather, our tracks improve remarkably. We've got some great tracks up here, and I think you'll see Doomben in its glory today.
Hey, there was an amazing story where female jockeys rode 20 of the 30 winners at the four meetings in Queensland going back a week or two. Our girl Steph's been up there for quite some time. How's she going at the moment? I see she's riding quite a few for you. How's Stephanie going, Stephanie Thornton?
Yeah, really good. Steph's doing a great job. She's made Queensland home, her and a partner, Ben. They're both terrific people and doing a terrific job. She's going great, Steph. She's sort of got a bit of a flow on for us, basically, when Ben got his little enforced break from the Victorians. Steph got a bit of a go on with us, and she's made every post a winner. She's done a super job, and she's got some good rides for the stable today.
Well, you've got the feature favourites in the George Moore. Zoo Style, who's the boom horse, he was brilliant. He's $2.20, but the stablemate who Steph rides, Baller, also resumed well, is the second favourite. Can he upset Zoo Style, or you're in the Big Z's camp?
Oh, look, I think if there is a horse in the race that can beat Zoo Style, I think it is Baller. His first up run was great, and I sort of hinted that day there was good improvement to come. What I saw of him Tuesday this week, he certainly found the improvement. He's right at the top of his game for today, and I like the low draws around Doomben. It's a track you like to draw low on, and he's going to get a really nice run just in behind the speed, and Zoo Style is that speed. So if there is any chinks in Zoo Style's armour, Baller will be the one there to be pouncing. So, but look, he's a good horse, Zoo Style. He can go out, he can run unbelievable sectionals. It's a shame when I took him to Melbourne, you guys didn't get to see just how good he was. But you'll get a bit of a glimpse of how good he is today.
And we saw Heathcote's Rothfire, it all sort of, the wheels fell off there as well. It's not as much about ability, I guess. There's all sorts of things that can go wrong, but I think we see a lot of horses that look like absolute megastars spinning around Doomben and Eagle Farm, and then they do have their day of reckoning when they come to Sydney and Melbourne. How much tougher is it, even if you've got a really promising one like Zoustol, how much tougher is it when you do bring them to Sydney and Melbourne?
Oh, I just think it depends how they travel too a lot of the time. You know, Zoustol was a very young, babyish sort of horse. He didn't travel until he was four, but even a very mature animal. But yeah, it is tougher. I think, I don't want to be shut down, this is Melbourne radio, but I think Sydney, you know, week in, week out, has the best racing, the strongest racing anyway. I think it's incredibly tough when you get down there. And Melbourne Junior Carnivals is amazing as well. So I think all horses are, you know, when they're at home, they can be look a little bit better and more comfortable when they travel. But, you know, we've been lucky enough to travel a few this year and have a little bit of success as well. So I think you'll see some good performances today, and I think you'll see some horses over the summer carnival that'll take their place in Melbourne and Sydney in the autumn.
Tony, you've got a horse in the first race that I was particularly taken with. I'm actually scratching my head why it's not much shorter than what it is. Capital Tower, currently $3.20. There must be something in the unraced, obviously, but does he look a really good horse, or was it ordinary opposition first up?
I think he is a pretty nice horse. I don't think he knows how good he is yet. He's a big kid. He's a gorgeous-looking horse. He's an expensive yearling because he's in such a good type. And I think he was fooling around as much as anything first up when he won. There's a lot more there. He found good improvement in him, I'm sure, in the time since that run till now. I think you'll see a better horse again today, except the 1,200 will suit him. So, no, I think I'm a bit with you. I think he will start shorter. I think as we get closer to jump, he'll start shorter than the price he is now.
Is he your best two-year-old? Who do you think's your best million type?
Oh, look, they're probably just sort of going up and down a little bit at the moment. I think Honey Pot probably is, but she's just got to get a few things right. Like, sort of Sunshine Coast the other day. I trialled a really nice two-year-old a couple of weeks back. I just tipped him out in a turno. But there's quite a good bunch of juveniles in my stable this year, but I don't think I've got any Magic Man type better than Honey Pot.
Just with your buying bench, like we talk about those massive trainers. Waller won the Magic Millions this year, and you've always got Gay and Kieran Maher, and there's so many powerful Hunter Valley connected Southern State stables. Your firepower at the yearling sales and connection to breeders, are you able to tap into the same market as those big stables?
Oh, we're making more headway than what we were. It probably comes with, you know, the results of the stable and our ability to be out there and networking with the Hunter Valley studs. As much as our Queensland studs here as well. We don't have the same buying power. I don't think anyone has as much buying power as Waller and Maher, that's for sure. Kieran Maher must have every owner in Australia, same with Chris, but they have plenty of firepower. But look, we're going quite well for what we are. We're in an enviable position up here, but we would like to be stronger at the sales process, therefore having a stronger presence down south when the carnivals come around.
We're going to hit the news. So can you give us your best today, Tony?
I'll go nice and early, and I'll go against what I said earlier, which is the good barriers. I'll go one with a bad barrier. I think Ashgrove in race three in the 2,000-metre race is also particularly like.
One like incentivised with blinkers on the other day.
Yeah. Hey, best of luck today. Just a last quick one. How's Isotope?
Oh, she's great. Really, really good. She works super this week. She'll trial on Tuesday, trial again in a couple of weeks' time, and hopefully she's going to give me a lovely little New Year's Day present when she steps out first up before the Magic Meets.
Look forward to it, Tony. Best of luck.
Thanks, guys.